Welcome to the Rudik Report. Today is Friday, February 3rd, 2023. The U.S. military is monitoring a suspected Chinese spy balloon that has been hovering for several days over the northern United States, as reported by Breitbart News. Pentagon Press Secretary General Pat Ryder said in a statement on Thursday that the identified high-altitude surveillance balloon poses no immediate threat to the United States and will be monitored for the time being. I'm not really sure how they know that at this point, so I find his statement irresponsible at best. The United States government has detected that it's tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that is over the continental United States right now. According to NBC News, the balloon was initially spotted over Billings, Montana, after it had flown over the Aleutian Islands and through Canada. The exact whereabouts of the balloon remain unknown to the public currently. This is a false statement, as many people have not only reported sightings, but also provided photographic evidence. Quote, currently we assess that this balloon has limited additive value from an intelligence collection perspective over and above what the People's Republic of China can do through other means. Nevertheless, we are taking all necessary steps to protect against foreign intelligence collection of sensitive information, unquote. We are tracking it in minute detail in real time, and we will constantly update our assessment, the official added. We are in constant surveillance of this thing through a bunch of different means. On Wednesday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin convened a meeting of senior military and defense leaders, including Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, NORTHCOM NORAD Commander General Glenn Van Herk, and other combatant commanders. The leaders reviewed the threat profile of the Chinese stratospheric balloon and possible response options, and ultimately decided to recommend taking it out kinetically because of the risk of safety and security of people on the ground from the possible debris field. Pentagon leaders presented the option to President Joe Biden on Wednesday. President Biden was reportedly briefed on the matter and advised not to order the balloon to be shot down. No surprise there, as he's in bed 100% with the Chinese. Quote, instances of this activity have been observed over the past several years, including prior to this administration, said a senior administration official. We acted immediately to protect against the collection of sensitive information. U.S. officials strongly believe the balloon belongs to China, and while this type of activity has occurred previously, officials noted that the balloon floated above the United States longer than usual. What I find interesting is that this was only addressed after the public made notice of it, and then damage control ensued. There is much speculation about what the balloons are doing. Also, another interesting point of discussion is the fact that a second balloon has been identified over Canada. According to The Independent in the UK, Canada's National Defence confirmed on Friday a potential second incident of a suspected spy balloon and said that officials are monitoring it. Quote, a high-altitude surveillance balloon was detected and its movements are being actively tracked by NORAD, the National Defence said in a statement. Canadians are safe, and Canada is taking steps to ensure the security of its airspace, including the monitoring of a potential second incident, said in a statement. Officials from NORAD, the Canadian Armed Forces, the Department of National Defense, and other partners have been assessing the situation and working in close coordination, it said. The National Defense Command said that the Canadian intelligence agencies are working with American partners and continue to take all necessary measures to safeguard Canada's sensitive information from foreign intelligence threats. Quote, we remain in frequent contact with our American allies as the situation develops, the National Defense said. As reported by AP, Beijing said Friday that a balloon spotted over American airspace was used for weather research and was blown off course, despite the U.S. suspicion of it being a spy balloon. The discovery further strained already tense relations between Beijing and Washington. The Pentagon decided not to shoot down the balloon, which was potentially flying over sensitive sites, because of concerns of hurting people on the ground. The news came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was expected to make his first trip to Beijing this weekend. The visit has not been formally announced, and it was not immediately clear if the balloon's discovery would affect his travel plans. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Mayo Ning said Friday she has no information on the trip. Blinken would be the highest-ranking member of President Joe Biden's administration to visit China on a mission to mitigate a sharp downturn in relations between the countries. Amid trade disputes and concerns about Beijing's increasingly aggressive stance toward Taiwan and in the South China Sea. In a statement late Friday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said the balloon was a civilian airship used mainly for meteorological research. the ministry said the airship has limited self-steering capabilities and deviated far from its planned course because of winds. Thank you for listening. If you found this report of value, please like and subscribe. And if you are able to, please visit my affiliate links. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.